You don't have to walk far to find one of the thousands of needles heroin addicts leave on the streets of Glasgow.
Do you use heroin? And
not all the time, but now again.
John is one of 500 users injecting drugs in public areas in this city.
With plans for what they're calling a sort of shooting gallery, where you'd be provided with clean needles, everything would be fresh.
That would be good. That would be awesome, man. A lot safer for everybody else.
This is a scene played out across the UK. The difference here in Glasgow is the city is a step closer to becoming the first in Britain to open a so-called fixing room.
And a very good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on board this EasyJet service, shortly departing to Paris Charles de Gaulle.
Hello.
Never before has a journalist been allowed through these grey gates as dozens of addicts file in and out.
It's a time when you start to have a little rush.
Tucked away at the side of a busy hospital, this is an area rife with drugs and petty crime. This is a subtle facility with no signs or posters outside. Open 7 hours a day with more than 20 staff on hand. This user's life has changed forever.
For me, the most special, the most important is the hygiene, that is everything is clean. We can take advice. They're like friends. We're on homeless, but they are not ashamed to speak with us, to help us.
Okay, so welcome to the drug consumption room in Paris. I'm Céline. I'm the coordinator of this drug consumption room called Espace Gaia. I can take you to the welcoming space. So here, when the user arrive for the first time, we don't have many rules, but some very simple but important. No dealing, no gift, no exchange, nothing, you know, in the premises. And after, they wait their number to appear, and they can, when the number appear, they can enter in the drug consumption room.
Inside here, addicts are armed with clean paraphernalia and they take a seat in one of the 12 injecting bays. Users continue to chat and one person even brought their pet dog in. The place is immaculate with cleaning products and small medical bins beside each cubicle.
And we arrive in a room, resting room.
People just can rest, can sit, can also play some games. Also, they really ask for this. They can read a book, they can draw, they can just sleep and sit. And we had some music, but it was stolen. So, yeah, that's a reality also.
Here inside this traditional cafe on the other side of the street, it's a very different tale from inside the clinic. One man called Siron has lived in the area for more than 40 years. He believes the facility has changed it for the worst, with more crime and discarded needles lying around.
He's saying people don't want this, that it's not a good idea, that young people are encouraged to take drugs, they're given drugs and material to take drugs.
We were invited inside the corridors of power at Paris City Hall to meet the Deputy Mayor. Bernard Jomier tells us about the challenges they faced along the way.
Population can be afraid, can fear a drug user and a new room for drug user in the CAT among the flat and the street and shops around and kids and schools. So I think it's essential, this involvement of political leaders, to say to our population, don't be afraid.
So the project in Glasgow would use taxpayer cash and will be discussed again by officials next month. If it's given the go-ahead, it could become reality in Scotland by the end of the year.